Good morning, this is Connor here, and to my left we have...
Sam.
And then...
Uh-oh.
Zach.
Konnichiwa, hi, because I'm,
Shut up, Wayne. And I'm Matthew.
And this is... I don't know what it's called yet.
The podcast.
MRFG, definitely.
No. Multiracial friend group.
Alright. My name is Connor. I am, I am in theater, and I play the guitar, and I have long hair.
Damn. My name is Sam.
I thought we already did this.
I like long walks on the beach. I play tennis. I like to play beach volleyball. But I live in Tennessee, so I can't.
Why are you talking?
I'll just kind of drag into this by these retards.
Jeez.
Oh,
jeez.
Well, as you know, my name's Wayne. I'm Asian. That's all I got to say.
My name's Matthew. And I look like a Jew.
He does look like a Jew.
But I'm not a Jew.
He's not a Jew.
I'm not a Jew.
He's Colombian.
Yes. Not a Jew.
All right.
That's all.
We're here to tell you some stories today, my friends.
Oh, this is going to be bad.
Shut up.
All right. Who wants to go first?
Connor should go first.
My story's going to be, like, really long.
All right, do it then. Go ahead.
All right. Okay. Well, Ethan Lawson, if you're listening to this, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for stealing your idea. I'm going to tell the story of the most epic prank of all time. We're not going to have enough time for this.
Go ahead.
I do not have enough time to tell this whole story.
Go ahead.
Just do it.
All right, you guys haven't even heard this. All right, so... Wayne, shut up. You just spiked the mic so loud. All right, so my friend Colton, this is last year. I was a freshman. And my friend Colton, he's having a birthday party. My friends Ethan and Christian... They have decided that they wanted to, like, prank everyone. And there's this group called Renaissance here. It's a choir group. And it's, like, a bunch of Renaissance people. And I was just a freshman, so not many people knew me. So we find out that we're just going to take them out to Colton's house, who lives in freaking Decatur. He drives to Cleveland, which is, like, 45 minutes away every day just to go to school. And he has, like, he has, like, a farm. So there's, like, woods. So we're going to have, like, a bonfire out there. And we're going to scare the pootie out of some people. So we get my friend Seth and me are the two main scarers. So yeah, the day comes of the most epic prank of all time. And so Colton's girlfriend, she picks us up. And we go to his house and we're literally just sitting there for like 3 hours. Just waiting for people to get there. Like, they can't know that me and Seth are there because we're going to scare them.
Dedication.
So we're just sitting in Colton's room for, like, 3 hours. And then they finally get there, and we go to our places. This is a funny little side story that Ethan and Christian don't know. I was getting dropped off by Colton's brother, who was trying to make sure that they didn't see us, that we were, like, going to jump out of his truck bed. So I go to, like, jump out of his truck bed, and my feet hit the ground. They swing behind me, and I, like, face plant into gravel.
Oh, nice.
And it was not fun.
All the freshmen.
But I got up, and I kept going.
Oh.
That explains it.
So I had already had a spot assigned to me, which was to the right of the group. So I hide in these woods, and, So I'm in these woods, and the plan was they're going to play hide and seek, and there were people who were in on this, so they're going to take them to certain spots where the scarers were. Guys, what are you doing? Listen to my story.
Said
this is a good story.
Yes.
All right. So I'm hiding in this spot, and my friend Ethan, he leads the group over to where I am, and
Why are you laughing? You didn't even... Did you read it?
Sorry, our teacher just interrupted that.
Hey, guys. Gosh, did you work?
So bad.
All right, so... I'm in these woods, and the group gets led over to me.
I'm gonna do my.
And so I'm in a brown jacket and a mask, like a purge mask kind of.
Ooh.
And it's more like a mix between a Jason and a purge mask. So I get up, I have an axe, and I just start chopping at this tree.
Real axe?
Yeah, like a real axe, like blade and everything. So I'm chopping at this tree, and this group is coming towards me. And they're like, oh my gosh, we've got that. Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
This is nighttime, so it's like dark and stuff. And they just hear a sound. And then, so they get a little spooked, except for this one man, Chris. He recognizes immediately that, well, at the moment, he thinks, oh, this isn't real. I'm going to go towards this dude, and I'm going to try and give him a hug. So he starts charging at me, trying to give me a hug, and I start chasing at him with an axe. He doesn't really stop. Ethan comes back and pulls him away. All right. So at this point, I'm trying to lay low so that, like, people are like, so they can get talking about me. So they get scared. Meanwhile, on the other side of the woods, Seth is there, and he does like the same thing I do. He starts chopping at a tree, and it scares the group. And they meet up, and they both start talking, and they're, like, all getting real scared. They're like, what is happening? What are we doing here? We need to get out of here.
Oh.
So they find themselves back at the fire, which is, like, the main point of, like,
you know what reminds,
where everything is.
You know what reminds me of fire? No. The Jews.
Wayne. Okay, everyone roast Wayne.
Asana, Utah. All right, Wayne, your hair looks like, I don't know, but don't look good. Hey.
Right.
Right. Hey, you got him, Sam.
Yo, that
Asano.
Rotate.
Oh. All right, back to the story.
Hiroshima. Hiroshima, Nagasaki.
All right.
All right.
I said,
So the group is all back at the fire, and they're all conversating, and they're all getting real scared. And apparently, I heard this in Ethan's podcast. I didn't even know this happened. They all like grab hands around the fire and start saying the Lord's Prayer because they're so freaking scared. And then so the group is there, and I'm in like there's this field across the two patches of woods. And I wanted to get to the other patch of woods. So, with my axe, I bolt across. And, like, you guys know Money?
Yeah.
Yeah, he sees me. He gets so scared. He climbs up a freaking tree. Like, this is like a 10-foot tree, and he climbs to the top. And he stays up there for the entire night. He's just up there. All right, so the dude's... Everyone's, like, freaking out. The girls are having, like, panic attacks and stuff. Yeah. This is not as far as... I didn't realize this was happening or I would have stopped. So, they're all freaking out. And I didn't know. Because, no, the police weren't called. There's no cell phone signal out there.
Oh, dang.
That's even better.
Yeah.
It's even scarier.
So, they're all out there. There was a word. I forget what it was. And it was like a safe word to like call it all off. I'd never heard that word. So I just kept going. I kept doing what I'm doing. So I'm in these woods, and my friends, Blake and Kyle, they were kind of in on it. They were supposed to be the people like seeking the groups, like because we were playing hide and seek. So they're seeking them, and Blake decides he's going to act like I took him. Like, everyone's going to be like, where the crap is Blake? Blake is not here. He is nowhere to be seen. So we kind of hold back in these woods. And I, like, keep him, like, behind a tree with me. And, like, a group of dudes are like, they're dudes. They're like, all right, we got to protect these women.
Yeah.
So they, like, come up with a little group. And they're going to go try and find me. All right. So they start going into the woods. And I see them. I'm like, Blake, go now. So he, like, walks out, and he's acting like he's all discombobulated. He's like, watch this. Oh, shut up, the phone. And he's acting
that's
like...
That's Rose Connor's phone.
Asano.
Asano.
So, we're all in there. All right, so they're all in the woods, and I send Blake out, and they're like, Blake, where were you? What happened? And he's like, dude, I don't know, man. I don't like what. And then I barely come out behind the tree, and I have my axe, and I just start chopping at the tree, like, full force. And at this point, my older brother, Seton, he just screams. Oh, my gosh, it was beautiful. He's like, and he starts running. And he steps. He falls right into a huge mud.
Nice.
A bog. If it's in the middle of the forest, a bog.
It's not... It's... I guess a mud bomb. Okay, Wayne.
No, not again.
Alright, he steps into this huge mug bod, and he, like, gets mud all over him. And he's, like, freaking out. They're all running back to the fire, like, oh my gosh, they're all in there! So they thought they were going to get me, and they were just scared. Just scaredy cats.
Fire.
Alright, so they're all, like, a little away from the fire for some reason, because I guess they wanted to get more far away from the woods. More far away, further away from the woods. Sorry, proper grammar. This for you, Mr. Loach. So, while they're over there, they're all, like, facing the other direction. Like, they're not even looking towards where I was. Like, freaking idiots. They're not looking to see if I come out or not. So I, like, sneak by. And I find a seat next to the fire. Stop! Wayne, shut up.
You want me to roast you again?
Alright, listen to my story. This is where it gets good.
Listen.
Alright, so I'm just sitting at this fire with my axe, and I put my axe in the fire. And I, like, just slightly turn it. Just sitting there, just like... And then they all start looking at me like, oh my gosh, look at these people right there. And then I just go... And just make eye contact with the group. And I just stare at them. And they're like, screaming.
How far away are they from you?
They're, like, 20 feet away from me.
Oh.
They're terrified.
I would be.
And apparently, the guy Kyle, who I was talking about earlier, he had gotten behind me somehow. He knew it was me too. Yeah. He was in on the thing, and he freaking like spears me to the ground from the side. He like comes at me, just dives, and brings me to the ground.
Kyle, what are you doing?
No, I'm still playing along. So I push him off, and like at that point, like everyone starts running. They start rushing towards me because I'm on the ground. They're gonna come beat the crap out of me.
So you kill Kyle, right?
Yes, I take the axe and I swing it and I chop Kyle's head off, nice. And then I throw it at them, and they all run away. Okay, and this is why I'm being chased by the police. No, just kidding. That did not happen. All right, so Kyle brings me to the ground. I'm on the ground. They all run towards me. My friend, Zach.
Hey, that's his name.
Not this Zach. Not the Zach in the podcast. There's, like, so many Zachs in the school. All right, so my friend Zach, he comes over to me. He freaking kicks me full force, straight in the face. Just kicks me straight in the face.
He doesn't know it, right?
No, he doesn't know it's me. Okay. This is the funny part. My friend Ethan, who's like in charge of the whole thing, he comes in, he's like, stop guys, and he takes my mask off, and Zach kicks me full force once again in the face after he sees it's me. And I'm just kind of sitting there all beaten on the ground, just like, ow. I get up, everyone's super pissed off, everyone's so mad at me, especially my brother, because I just gave his girlfriend a panic attack. A panic attack, which we found out was fake, like, a while ago. Like, she faked the whole thing. Great person. Love her. All right, so she like, fakes the whole thing. And my brother's like, Connor, I'm getting you in so much trouble. I'm just like, oh, crap, man.
Oh, no.
I'm dead. So I go freaking hide. Because I don't want to leave. I go, like, hide in the woods, and I just sit there for, like, a good 30 minutes. And then my friends are, like, the guys who are, like, in charge of the whole thing, they're like, dude, where's Connor? So they come and find me. This is a little side story. This is, like, nothing to do with the prank. My friends, Kyle, the guy I talked about, and Colton, whose birthday party we were at, his brother, they were like, Kyle's, like, he's a scrawny dude. He's probably, like, my height, but he's like, super skinny.
Scrawny boy.
He's a scrawny boy. And, so he's, like, and Chapman, which is Colton's brother, he's huge. He's, like, bigger than Coach Locke. But, like, wide. He's, like, he's a swole boy.
He's a swole boy.
Swole. Like Hod Swallow.
Hod Swallow.
Ben Swallow, I apologize. We're there. And Kyle's like, dude, Chapman, let's wrestle. I'm just like, this is not a good idea. So Chapman, first of all, he just freaking picks Kyle up, slams him on the ground.
Freaking Kyle.
It hurt me watching. Oh, it was so bad.
I feel bad for you because you got kicked in the face twice.
I did
get kicked. Full force. Oh, God.
It was not fun.
Right?
No, my face wasn't that hurt, surprisingly.
Was it?
No.
Do you have blood?
No, I didn't bleed at all.
Wayne,
stop.
Freaking Wayne.
All right, so... So Chapman just slammed Kyle on the ground, and Kyle's like, all right, I'm done. Because he is, he's just like half, like his foot's like halfway to like the freaking, like,
dead.
The core of the earth. Kyle's sitting there dead.
Yeah. Kyle, not Kyle.
All right, so what? So Chapman offers Kyle his hand to like pick him up, because he's like, all right. I just beat you. I'm gonna help you.
I saw it out.
So he gives him the hand. Kyle grabs on the Chapman's hand. And this is the dirtiest thing I've ever seen done. Kyle did this man dirty.
Oh no.
No. Chapman did Kyle dirty.
Oh.
He grabs him. He pulls him. He's up like right on his like next to his neck on his shoulder. And he just. Plows him into the ground. It looked like freaking WWE. I was so scared. I thought he killed him.
Zach, that'd be you.
But Kyle took it like a champ. He literally just got up and was like, ow, that hurt.
Inside he's like, I'm dying.
Yeah. Well, that is just a little sad story. So they take me back up there and it's like, Connor's going to be okay. We will protect you. If your brother tries to come beat you up, we will take him along.
Dang, this is a schlong story.
How big is your
brother?
It is
a schlong. My brother's, I'm bigger than my brother.
So if
my brother's like
5'7". Then why don't you just beat up your brother?
Oh, I could probably take him on. I hope he listens to this because I thoroughly believe that I could take you on seriously.
Banter.
All right. So my brother, I'm sitting in a car, and I'm just like, I don't want to talk to Z. I don't want to talk to him at all. He's going to be so mad at me. And I don't want to go home, because I'll get in trouble. So my brother's already dead set on getting me grounded for, like, the rest of my life.
That's like my brother, like, all the
time. So he, like, forces me to get in the car with him. All right, so my brother's dead, so I'm getting me home so I can get in trouble. So my friends are just like, the people who are with me on this prank, they all just start like yelling at him like, no, you cannot take him home. He is staying here. He came here to stay the night. He has clothes. He will be fine. So my brother's just like, fine, I'll call my mom. I was like, he's pulling the mom card.
Yeah.
So he calls my mom. It's like midnight.
Oh no.
He calls my mom at like midnight. She's definitely asleep. She calls her and she's just like, he has to come home.
You gotta get busy.
Make him come home. And I'm just like, I'm contemplating just like completely just ignoring what my mom said and just staying there, refusing to leave. But I knew it would probably just end up a lot worse for me.
Yeah.
So I get in the car. I drive with him. I don't talk to him like the entire ride.
Yep.
So I get back home.
Yep.
And I barely get in trouble. They say that they're gonna make me do more chores. The funny thing is, my dad thought the whole thing was hilarious. My dad was, when my mom was trying to talk to me about it, my dad had to keep himself from laughing. Oh my gosh. So I didn't get in that much trouble.
That's like, man,
you already got kicked in the face twice.
I already got like pulverized. Yeah.
Well, isn't Kyle a pretty like funny dude? How'd he spear you?
Zach did it. Kyle speared him.
No, Kyle speared me.
Yeah.
He was running like full force. And I was just sitting in like one of those like little camping chairs.
Oh, you were sitting down?
Yeah, I was in a chair.
Oh no.
Yeah. Because I was like twirling my finger.
Yeah.
Alright, so yeah, I get home, I barely get in trouble. They say, Connor, you're gonna have to pick up around the house and do more chores. I'm just like, okay. They didn't make me do that. I didn't do anything.
Nice.
Because it was amazing.
Oh yeah.
And my dad's like, Connor, someone could have gotten hurt. Trying not to laugh the whole time. So yeah. That's my story.
Nice call.
I kind of bailed all you guys out for not having a good story.
I have like a really short story.
Go.
Too loud.
Okay.
Too
loud.
My like really short story, right? It involves Matthew, right?
Dope.
Yeah, it was
me, about me.
Matthew, right? Another guy, and then this other guy, right? And it's either Matthew or this other guy, right? We were in my basement, right? Yeah, and we had this great idea, right? To call Waffle House, right?
Oh.
And then call another Waffle House, right?
At the same time.
And let them pick up the phone at the exact same time and talk to each other, right?
So, we did that. So it was amazing.
Matthew's holding one phone, right?
Yeah.
And the other guy, right? Let's say, for the sake of this story, let's say his name is Trey, right?
Yeah.
He's holding the other phone, right? And
wait, this is the two Waffle House one, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So basically, it was just great luck, right, that they pick up the phone at the
exact same
time.
It was
right?
Fantastic.
So one guy goes, hello, this is Waffle House on Ball Hub, right? Right? And it's a girl, right? And then the guy's like, no, this is Waffle House on Ball Hub. And then he's like,
they just kept arguing. Yeah,
and then they argue, right? And then the guy's like, can I help you? Right? And then
no,
the girl's
can
like,
I help you?
And then the girl's like, and then the guy like is kind of fed up, right? So he goes, he hangs up the phone, right? But the girl on the other Waffle House, he's talking. She says, I know who you are. I know who you are.
You can track your phone number.
I'm going to track your phone
this
number.
This is my phone.
You better stop calling this. Matthew, snatch his phone as quick as he can. Like, no! Because he didn't want to get
they
his phone.
They can't do that.
Yeah, they can.
They're not
going to
do that.
But he got so scared and got his phone. Yeah,
that's fine. Let's call somebody now.
No.
This is like a funny story.
Let's go, Zach. You barely said anything this entire thing.
All right, so I had a party in November. All right? For my birthday.
That none of us were invited to.
Yeah.
Hey, I didn't pick the list.
Thanks, Zach.
It was a surprise party.
Jeez, Zach.
Oh, yeah.
Gosh,
such a nice
Zach.
Person.
You
Zach.
Keep down the podcast. Get out of here.
Okay, but anyways. So it was like really late at night. And like, you know how you get kind of loopy late at night?
Yeah.
So all of us were just chilling around a fire ring. And I'd have like one of the brooms broke. One of the brooms out there broke. So I was just taking the handle of it and putting it in the fire. Mm-hmm. And made it my fire stick. Right?
Stick.
So, this is kind of like a two-in-one story. One of my friends named Ben, all right, goes inside, just disappears. So he comes back outside, and he's got like a red Solo cup. And we're like, all right, he just went and got a drink. Comes and he just stands next to fire, and he goes, move.
Oh,
so
no,
like three,
gassing,
like
man.
Literally, like we like all just like. So we just like jump and roll all of, like I roll down a hill.
So wait. Tell what he just did again.
So he like comes outside with like a red Solo cup.
Uh-huh.
And we like don't know what's inside of it, and we just thought it was like a Coke or something. And he like he goes right to the next to the fire and just goes move. So like everybody just like jumps backwards, like flipping over chairs and stuff. And like I dive down a hill, and he just horks a can of gas into the fire, and like it just goes boom really quickly. And one of the cinder blocks that was like around the fire. Like it was like the fire pit was made out of cinder blocks. One of the cinder blocks cracked and like fell over.
What the heck? So, how much? House? Like it was just full of gasoline.
It was like a full cup of gasoline.
What the heck?
I'd down that.
Shut up, man.
So
we want you to down that way.
Is this Ben Green?
Mm-hmm.
Of course
so,
it is. Of course it is.
So we're all like, dude, you're retarded. And I was like, you know what? We're like, you know what? Playing with fire is kind of fun. So, like, we were out in the woods,
it's kind
and,
of
like,
funny. This is gonna get good.
There's, like, a squishy pool ball out there.
Squishy pool ball.
So, like, you know the ones, like, you play with in the pool? Like, if you put them in the water, they get wet and they get heavy, and, like, you throw them at people?
Yeah.
So, I there was one of those, but it was, like, really old. So, I took my fire stick and, like, poked it, and, like, it went straight through. So, like, I had a ball on the end of the stick. All right.
Kira, go away,
that one show.
Yeah, I got
what's that
him.
Show?
Franklin.
It looks like Franklin.
Like Franklin.
Go sit down, Franklin.
We love you, Kira.
Or should we say Franklin?
All right, continue.
Okay,
you have a ball on the end of your stick.
So I go into the garage and get like one of those heavy welder's gloves. I put it on. So I was like, you know what? I'm a wizard, Harry. So I went outside.
That's
not how that works.
But it's close enough. I take the ball, and I put the ball back in the fire and, like, catch the ball on fire. And, like, I had poured a little bit of gasoline on the ball, too, so it, like, lit really fast. So, like, this ball was, like, combusting at a quick rate. So I take it off the stick and just, like, start throwing it. And I, like, start throwing it at people. And I was a wizard. And I, like, right before I go, I'm like,
so you're throwing, like, a fireball at people?
Yeah. I was working fireballs at people, dude.
What's your birthday?
Do what?
What's your birthday? So
yeah. It's like happy birthday, fireball.
Hagrid comes to tell Harry, I'm a wizard.
I'm a wizard, Harry.
All right.
Then they leave.
All right.
Wayne, do you have a story?
Wayne, stop.
Well, I got to clap. You got to clap them out.
Good story.
Not really.
Golf clap.
All right, we need a pun.
Okay, it's pun time.
Pun time with Matthew.
Pun time with Matthew.
Ooh, yeah. What do you call a pepper that won't leave you alone? Holla up in your business.
Oh, that was a great one.
Oh, yeah. Next pun. Next pun.
Next pun.
What? Okay. Give me a second.
Go.
What's the name of this podcast?
I don't...
Comment what you think the name of this podcast should be.
Okay, what do you call an alligator in a vest?
I don't know, Matthew. What do you call an alligator in a vest?
You call it an investigator.
I haven't heard that one before.
Pun time with Matthew.
You're pun time with Matthew.
Yeah.
I love
that. Why did the stadium get hot after the game?
I don't know, Matthew, why?
Because all the fans left.
The fan, like, you know, like a person who likes the game, and a fan also isn't something that, like, cools you down.
Yes,
that's hilarious.
Yeah, that's right.
Witty. Witty banter at its finest.
Pun time with Matthew.
Pun time with Matthew.
We need an air.
Please.
What are you doing?
One more. One more to finish us off, Matthew.
Okay, I'll finish you off.
All right. Last pun. Pun time with Matthew.
How many times do you have to tickle an octopus? Wait, no, that's not right. Wait.
No, do a different one.
Okay, fine. Why didn't the toilet paper cross the road?
Why, Matthew?
Because it got stuck in a crack.
Oh, that was a good one.
Oh, yeah.
All right, wait. I got a joke.
I think we're leaving.
It's gonna be about Jews, Wayne.
Stop. We don't wanna hear Wayne's joke. Alright guys. We'll be back at you next Friday.
Bye.
This is bye from Zach, Wayne, Matthew, Sam, and Connor.
Signing off.
Peace out.